Thank you, Mr. Chair. So it's not a follow-up question, it's actually a clarification, because I think my question was not at all understood, and what has been said was not at all what I said. So I just wanted to clarify a couple of things, if you allow.
If you are concise, you are welcome to
Thank
do
you.
So.
So what I had said was, I did not at all say that these laws sort of allow war. I said these are related to, let's just say, for use of words, operational laws on how to manage those domains. Whether my point was that if an armed attack, if conflict breaks out or a use of force takes place, it's governed by an entirely different set of laws. And exactly, UN Charter is the starting point. Article 2.4 is there, but you know, Article 2.4 gets violated. IHL is there. IHL gets violated. That was my point. That is this different set of rules. The connection I was making was that we are talking about an operational set of rules, while for outer space, the unique aspiration of the international community is that it should be maintained for exclusively peaceful purposes. And how do we make that connection? How do we make sure that outer space is not the next airspace domain, where while you know we have operational rules, but we have all of those rules, we can easily say, yeah, international law applies in outer space, IHL applies in outer space, et cetera, well and good. But how does that contribute to PAROS? It does not contribute directly to PAROS. And that was my question. As to how does this conversation contribute to PAROS, and which would be the more important elements from this conversation that this group should look at going forward, that would eventually take us in the direction of PAROS rather than trying to replicate what we do in Vienna. And that was the main point, rather than saying that these questions sort of promote war in those domains. So I'd be happy if the panel is able to reflect. If they are unable to, I just wanted to give this clarification. Thank you.